Hallelujah. Why don't you just lift your hands and let's give him praise tonight. Amen. Lord Jesus, have your way, God. Lord, let the word of God be touched tonight, Lord. Let it reach into our heart, I pray, oh Lord Jesus. God, move upon us. God, we'll give you the glory and we'll give you praise in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated if you'd like. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Hurst, for allowing us to come. Amen. I appreciate Brother Hurst's friendship. Brother Setzer, good to see, amen, him tonight. Appreciate him and, amen, his friendship. Amen. All those people that we have gotten close to over the years, it's great to see you. Amen. Tonight. Praise the Lord. Look with me to the book of Habakkuk. And look when I say you, Habakkuk. Yeah, Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Follows, I'll tell you what, let's go to Micah. Then you can go to Nahum. All right? And then you can go to Habakkuk. All right? If you want to go backwards, look at Zephaniah. And backtrack to Habakkuk. All right? Just one verse tonight. One verse. And really, I just want to draw a little piece out of this one verse tonight to share with you. Amen. I've got my neighbor that lives next door has got an anorexic German Shepherd. That's what he looks like anyway. I don't know if he's ever been diagnosed, but that's what he looks like. But there is one thing for certain. He don't like me. Yeah. They call it, his name is Sam. He barks all the time. Okay, we call him Sam Barker. That's what we call him, Sam Barker. I don't know if he's in relation to Mike or Mark, but Sam Barker. Man, I tell you what, they let him out sometimes. And he stays in the house, an anorexic German Shepherd, huge thing. I don't know where they stay in that house, but he lives there anyway. But they'll let him out. He has this way of sneaking up on me. Ugh. And then he goes into this barking, growling, I want to devour you fit. And there's been a few times that it was that, thought I was going to die right there. I was going out to get in the car one day, and here he came charging across the yard at me. An anorexic German Shepherd, man. And I knew he had to be hungry, but he is so skinny. There's something about dogs that just... I just don't know. I don't care for Sam Barker. Sam Barker. Now you all are some of you that were at Indiana, okay? When we did was it Empower, right? And talk about that dog Blondie, right? Yep. Well, I've got sad news. Blondie is no longer with us. She is with Toto somewhere. Wednesday night on her way to church, police cars all over our part of town. Lights flashing, guns drawn. Yes, they were out running around. They had their guns drawn. Shots fired. There were shots fired. When I was on my way to church, one of the men called me. He said, I left the church parking lot, He said, there was a man that was coming after us. We saw policemen running around with their guns out. The car lights are flashing, and this guy's chasing our car down. I'm out of there. I'm leaving. Well, the high crime rate in West Granite, they put a dog down. Right in the middle of the street. It's a tough neighborhood, I'm telling you. It's a tough neighborhood. They dropped him right there. Right there. Everybody come to church. You see that dog? Did you see that dog? They shot that dog. You know what I was thinking? Yes! Oh, you dog lovers, I'm sorry if you're a dog lover. Amen. I'm sorry, but if you let your dog sleep with you, that's not right. Put him outside. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 8. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. Habakkuk, the Lord is talking to Habakkuk, and he's telling the people that, you know, he's describing the Chaldeans, or the enemy of Israel. He's describing them. He's just trying to describe them in a most fierce description that he can come up with. He's trying to make it sound really bad. Fierce animals. He's wanting them to realize the danger of their enemy that is coming against them. And so he uses these descriptions describing the horses. Swifter than leopards, more fierce than evening wolves. I want to talk to you tonight about the evening wolves. The evening wolves, all right? I am not a wolf person. I have howled at the moon a couple of times. That was just being silly. I'm not a wolf person. I was doing some reading about wolves for this, you know. Do you know there are people that actually go and live with wolves? Live with them. They actually become part of the pack. And the wolves, they accept them. Yeah, you're a little different, you know, but hey, we're open to, you know, people walking on two legs. We're open to that. Yeah, that's fine, whatever. You don't look quite like us, you know. Crazy. They live with those wolves. Man, after you live with a wolf's pack for a while, you'd have to scrub yourself pretty hard to quit smelling like a dog, wouldn't you? Can you imagine that? But I'm going to talk to you about these evening wolves. These evening wolves are ferocious animals. They can be very deadly, and they are deadly in the wild. I was reading, looking for some numbers, and the ones I found were for the state of Minnesota. In the state of Minnesota, wolves are responsible for killing over 50,000 deer every year in the state of Minnesota. That's just the wolves alone. And that in those areas where the wolves are hunting deer and killing 50,000 a year, it's more than what even hunters are killing in those areas. The wolves, they are ferocious hunters. They are ferocious animals. There's a number of different types of wolves, and that's not really what's important, but I just want to stress to you how ferocious they are. How ferocious they are. President Roosevelt was describing wolves, and he said, "The wolf is the beast of waste and desolation. They are a destructive animal." Evening wolves. It's also the word wolf is all through the scripture. Jesus refers to wolves with sheep's clothing. Remember that? Talked about wolves being in the church and so forth. And a lot of descriptions about the wolf. But when we talk about an evening wolf, the evening wolf is a wolf that has hunted and has been unsuccessful all through the day. And as the night is coming on and the sun is setting, that hungry wolf in the evening becomes desperate and more ferocious than ever. It has to have something to eat. It will go to every length. It will do whatever is necessary in order to satisfy its thirst for blood. It's in the evening. The wolf is hungry. The wolf is looking for something to devour. Something to devour. Amen. Is it Michael that's in the sound booth back there? Michael, there you are. No, yeah, that's good, man. But I want you to listen to this for a moment. That's pretty scary. Brother Setzer, you ever been out when he was in Alaska? Could you ever hear that going on? That's enough. That would make me get on a plane. I mean, that would, man, I'm telling you what, that would be frightening in the wild. I know it's not frightening you right now. I can tell you guys are hardened to the sound of wolves. You are hardened. But you know what? If you are out in the darkness with nothing but a campfire, out in a wilderness all by yourself, and you're sitting around that campfire trying to keep warm, and all of a sudden you hear these sounds going through the night, it'll send chills down your spine. It'll frighten you. It'll frighten you. There is something, I don't know if you have ever looked into the eyes of a wolf. They have a stare when they stare at you. It's like they are looking deep inside of you. They can lock their eyes on you and stare a hole right through you. It's frightening. They're a frightening animal. They are a frightening animal. But when we look at the scripture and it talks about these evening wolves that are so ferocious in the evening and in the night. I mean, you could start backing that off. I don't know how long that was going to play, but that I'm starting to get scared and I'm losing. I'm about ready to go over there and sit with Sister Ruth. But I begin to think about the day that we're living in. We're living in the evening. The day is far spent. The night is at hand. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, Satan hath come down with great wrath, knowing that his time is short. Amen. Satan is attacking and seeking all that he can destroy in these final hours, in these final moments of time, young people. He is looking for whom he may devour. He has come to kill, to steal, and destroy, and he wants to destroy each and every one of you young people. Amen. The wolves are howling. Amen. The wolf, the evening wolf is hungry and he longs to destroy. He longs to destroy young people. Amen. In our churches. Wolves, they are amazing hunters. Amazing hunters. Mostly, I want to refer to the way they hunt in a pack because it is amazing how they hunt. Wolves, they feed upon those that are vulnerable. They feed upon those that are weak, those that are sick, those that are old, those that are young. And they will even attack those that are healthy, that may be hindered in some way. Maybe by a heavy snow that falls, that normally they would not be able to attack a full-grown, healthy bull elk. But when a big, heavy snow comes, they will try even to attack a healthy one because it is hindered by the snow. They are hungry and they can consume massive amounts of meat every day. Every day. The wolf, when he attacks with a very distinct strategy. He don't just come like Sam the Barker and come charging from the neighbor's yard, amen, charging after you. But he is a very sly hunter. He attacks with strategy. He plans. He schemes his attack. He does not just come and say, well, I wonder what's going to run my way. But he seeks after his prey. He plans on how he will take his prey. He has schemed it all out, and they are very wise in how they bring down their prey. I was reading a book titled The Wolf. Amazing title, right? the wolf. But when the book, The Wolf, they describe the attack of the wolf in five stages. They broke it down into five stages. And I want to, if you would, bear with me for just a little while. I want to tell you the five stages of the attack of the wolf. Five stages of the attack of the wolf. Because believe it or not, amen, every one of you are in danger tonight. You're not in danger of walking from here to from Devon Hall that a wolf is going to eat you, but you are in danger of the evening wolf because Satan is out to destroy every one of you. He is, let me tell you, he is a sly hunter. He comes with a very distinct plan to destroy your life. Amen. He has a taste for blood, and it is yours, and he wants to destroy your life and devour you, young person. He's looking for those that are weak. He's looking for those that may be handicapped in some fashion, spiritually speaking. He is coming after those, amen, that are in need tonight, and he wants to destroy each and every one of you. Satan plans, let me tell you. He plans on your life. He schemes on how he's going to take you down. He just don't come charging into your life and showing himself as a devil and showing himself with red horns and a pitchfork. But he comes planning and scheming on how he is going to destroy your life today. Maybe some of you have already felt the heat of the hunt. Maybe you've already felt the pressure of the hunt. Man, I hope before this night is over we can get some help for you. Stage one of the hunt is simply this: locating their prey. The wolf is an amazing animal with such great sense. They can see movement. They can see movement over a mile away. They can hear the rustling of grass hundreds of feet away from them. And they can catch the scent of a moose almost 2 miles away. That's a pretty amazing animal. But they go about seeking and looking. They don't just come charging up to a herd of antelope or a herd of moose or whatever, brother, however they herd, right? I mean, whatever they come after, they don't just come up there and come charging and say, hey, here we are. But they are very sly. They plan. They locate. They look. They don't just pick out the biggest and say, let's take down the bigger one. They'll all be easy after that. But they look for those. And they look at the group. And they pick out the one that they feel like will be the easiest prey for them. I want you to know Satan. Amen. He looks and he plans his attack upon our young people every day. He don't just come charging in to a youth group prayer meeting. Amen. And start taking us out one by one. No, but what he does is he plans and he schemes and he tries to locate his prey. He is looking for that one in the youth group that might be a little bit tired, amen, of living for God. One that's struggling just a little bit because of the pressures of life. He looks for the one, amen, that may be hindered because of something that they are facing in their life, some trial or temptation, and that is what they come after. Satan is looking today. He's trying to locate. I wonder who is Satan planning and scheming to take down in this building tonight? Say, oh, surely not here. Yes, here. Yes, in this building. Stage one of the hunt is the locating of the prey. Amen. Young people, let me tell you, it is necessary for you to stay strong in the Lord. Amen. You read your Bible to pray and stay in the altar. Amen. Because realize, amen, there is an enemy that is out to destroy you. The hunt is on. The hunt is on to destroy your soul. Amen. And if you don't want to fall prey, beware. Beware. Stage two of the hunt is stalking. The wolf will stalk their prey. They will follow for long distances without the prey ever knowing that they are present. They hide themselves so well that the prey never knows that there is a wolf anywhere in the area. And for so long, they will stalk their prey and they will follow for miles and miles, waiting for just the right moment. Can I tell you that Satan is not in a hurry? Amen. He has a plan and he wants to destroy you. Amen. If he can destroy you today, that's fine. But if he has to wait next week, if he has to wait until the middle of the winter, when you're down and when you're cold and when you're a little bit weary in your soul, he'll wait till the middle of the winter. Amen. He's not in a hurry, but he's got a plan to destroy your life. Don't think that he's not anywhere around. Don't think just because everything's going well and everything's fine and you're enjoying church and all's going well that he is nowhere to be found. Yes, he is. Amen. He is stalking. He is watching. He is looking. And he is waiting. They say the wolf will get down and then he will begin to creep closer and closer, very slowly. They will form a circle around their prey as they creep in, and unbeknownst to the prey, they're slowly being surrounded by the wolf. They can creep up to within 30 feet of their prey, and their prey never know they're there. They don't even know. Isn't it amazing how that seems like Satan, when he shows his ugly head, we are startled at how near he really is. It's not like he's off in the distance somewhere, but when he finally shows himself, we are startled at the fact that suddenly he is right there. He's right there at the door of your heart. He's right there at your mind. He's right there waiting for you, and he surprises you. That's what the plan is for the wolf as he stalks. They creep up in that circle, and then suddenly they just all stand up. And that prey looks around, and they are startled. They want to bring fear to the heart of their prey by stalking them. I'll tell you, young people, Satan is out to get you. You say, but I'm not the important one in the youth group. He's out to get you. I'm not the most spiritual one in the youth group. He's out to get you. He is out to get you. And he is stalking you. It's amazing because once they show themselves, they don't have to rush. They don't have to get in a hurry. But they can maneuver that prey to a place of their that they determine. And they will move that prey to a place where that prey is very vulnerable. Where the prey is at a disadvantage. Maybe they'll move it into a stream. Maybe they'll move it into a thick snow. Maybe they'll move it up to a ledge or a cliff where there is no escape, but they will slowly maneuver by stalking that prey. They will maneuver him into a place of disadvantage. And that's what Satan does to our young people. That's what he's doing to you. Amen. He's maneuvering you and working and stalking you and trying to get you at a place of disadvantage before he attacks your life. Before he attacks. Third stage. It's called the encounter. See, it's when the wolf confronts their prey. They harass him, lunging in, snapping their teeth. One will distract while another rushes in. While one's distracting and one's coming from the backside and one is charging from this side. And that prey is kicking and lunging. If it's a big moose, it has that huge rack. If it's a big elk, that they know the danger of that and they avoid that. But they are a very elusive animal. They distract. And they lunge, they confront, they harass. They create all kinds of havoc for that animal. They will run in and slash and rip at the sides and the back and at the backside of the animal, slashing and ripping and trying to draw some blood. They're challenging him. The encounter has begun. Some of you young people are already in that encounter stage where the enemy is already harassing you, distracting you, challenging you, encountering you in your life. Amen. Whatever, through whatever means it might be, but he is attacking your life. Maybe for some of you, he's already drawn blood. Maybe some of you have already felt the pain of its teeth. Maybe some of you, the evening wolves, have already surrounded you, and you know the hunt is on and the encounter is on, and you know that Satan is after your soul tonight. The wolf in this encounter stage, his purpose is he wants that prey to run. You say, what? To run? They don't want him to run. They don't want him to run. Yes, that's what they're trying to do. They want him to run. They want to run. Do you know that a wolf can run for about seven and a half miles an hour for 40 miles at just a lope? They can run up to 25 miles per hour at a burst of speed for a short distance. But they want to get that animal on the run. They say, and from everything I read and everything that I studied about the wolf, is they, if the animal will stand its ground, the wolf will eventually give up on him. If the animal will stand its ground, do you hear me? If the prey will stand its ground and say, I'm not going to move, I'm not going to run, I'm not going to run. If the wolf will stand, if the prey will stand its ground, the wolf will eventually give up. But what they want is for them to run. Young person, if you would just stand your ground, amen, against the attack of the enemy, I believe you could come through it. Amen. If you'd say, look, I'm not giving in. I'm not backing down. I'm going to stand my ground. I know what I believe. I know I'm a child of God. I have faith in the blood of Jesus. I know I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am not about, amen, to give up. Stand your ground. When you go to school, stand your ground. That's right, stand your ground. When you're on the job and they're harassing you, stand your ground. Amen. When the enemy challenges you, stand your ground. Do not give in. Do not begin to run. It's when you begin to run that you begin to get yourself in danger. The next stage is the rush. Once they've got their prey on the run, man, they use a number of different strategies. They've been known that the alpha wolf, that's the main wolf, will pursue that animal. And the others will circle around and create an ambush. That's pretty smart thinking for a dog. Right? The only thing but Sam's ambushed me a few times. But that alpha wolf will stay on that animal and stay on that prey, chasing it down and chase it right into an ambush. When he thinks he's getting away, he's running right into the trap that the wolf has set for it. Young person, stand your ground. You think you can run, you can't outrun it. Hey man, you're just going to run yourself right into an ambush, a trap that the enemy has set for you. Amen. You know what? When the enemy's attacked, you need to stay in church, stay in the house of God. Yeah. Amen. Don't run. Yeah. Don't run. Another strategy is that an animal can run for so long, that prey can run for so long, it can wear down a wolf. So what they'll do is, you know what? That one will run for a while and chase it, and when he gets tired, another one will pick up the pace and he will run it. And when that one gets tired, another one will join in and he'll take over and he'll run it. And then another one will run it. And then, you know, we know what's happening. They're keeping themselves fresh. But that prey is getting worn down. Worn down. I mean, let me tell you, I've seen some young people that have been worn down by the enemy. Amen. That constant pressure every day of struggling against temptation. Amen. Against harassment. Amen. Every day they get worn down. Amen. To the point that they just want to give up. Give up. Stage 5, The rush gives way to the attack. Now the animal is attacking. He's worn him down. There's one illustration that's given of a moose that has been harassed by a pack of wolves for so long. It has eluded them and eluded them for so long. It is bleeding. They have just hurt this moose to the point that it is very tired. He goes out into a stream. And when that alpha wolf comes up, they look eye to eye. And they said, that moose just laid down. Without an attack, it just gave up. I've seen too many young people, because of the pressure of the enemy, they just laid down. They've told me, I can't live this way no more. I'm tired of fighting with it. I'm tired of struggling against my parents. I'm tired of struggling at school. I'm tired of struggling against the pressures of my home life. I'm tired of struggling. I'm just ready to give up. I'm ready to quit. I've seen young people that's just got to that point. Just got to that point. Can I tell you some? Can I name some of those evening wolves for you? Let me name some of them, all right? Amen. Some of the evening wolves that are attacking our young people. It's the evening wolf of unbelief. You don't need to believe that. That's not right. That's not true about the scripture. That's what the Bible says right there. That's not really what it means. What the preacher's talking about, that's not really the truth. That really don't matter. That's really not important. That's the evening wolf of unbelief. Another one that's the one of the pack is the evening wolf of finances. Say, what are you talking about? Our young people are not involved in finances. Yeah, right. That's why they're working at Wendy's. That's why some of them are not here tonight, because of the evening wolf of finance. They're working at McDonald's. They're working at for $7 an hour somewhere so they can pay for insurance on a car, so that they can have a little bit of spending money. Can I tell you, amen, that it is destroying our young people. Yes. It is destroying our young people. And Satan is keeping them out of the house of God, amen, for a little minimum wage job that they just blow on a video game, or they blow on nonsense and silliness. Amen. They really, you know what, parents? We need to be careful that we don't expose them to the evening wolf of finance. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, they need to learn how to work for what they get. I agree. Give them something to do. But man, we don't want them to miss the very things that are going to save them. Amen. I've got young people. They don't show up on Sunday night because of a job. They don't show up on Wednesday night because of a job. Amen. And they're only there on Sunday morning. And some Sunday mornings they've got to work. I'm saying, listen, it's a wolf that is destroying our young people. It is destroying them. And I believe in work. And I believe that our young people need to learn work ethic. And they need to know what it is to work a job. But they need to know that it is important to be in the house of God. There may be a day when they have to work and they have to miss church. But when they're a teenager, I don't believe that that's the time that they need to be out of the house of God. Amen. And that evening wolf is destroying and devouring our young people on a regular basis. It's sad. Sad. Yeah, our young people's going to hell, but at least they've got a nice car. Our young people's going to hell, but at least they're paying their own way in their insurance. Yeah, our young people's not saved, and they're not in church anymore. They're not going to youth camp because they got to work a job, and they're not spiritual anymore because they got to work a job. Amen. Well, yeah, that may be the case, but boy, they've got a nice stereo. And I don't have to chip in to pay for all those video games. Lord, help us. Amen. It's destroying our young people. And young person, if you've got a job, amen, that's keeping you out of the house of God and keeping you away from God, you need to pray it through. Amen. And let God honor you with another job. Amen. I heard of a young man. amen, that just before he got married, he quit his job because it was making him miss church. And he said, that's not the right time to do that, is it? Probably is. And God rewarded him with an even better job Monday through Friday. I can tell you, amen, that you honor God and God will honor you. I believe that. I believe that. Young person, you say, well, I need a little bit of money. I need a little bit of this. I understand. But you put God first in your life and you just see what God will do for you. I believe that God will bless you. Amen. And you won't have to miss youth camp. You won't have to miss youth rally. You won't have to miss Sunday services. Amen. Honor God. Amen. Look, can I tell you? Amen. The evening wolf of lust. Of lust. It's coming at our young people from every direction. From the television, from the internet, from every media source imaginable. It's coming against our young people. And it's coming at a very young age. It's not waiting till they're mature enough that they can even should be able to even entertain any kind of thoughts like that. Hey, man, let me tell you, this coming as they are children. Hey, man, that evening wolf is stalking them as a child. And some of our young people are already marred. Hey, man, they're scarred by the evening wolf of lust. He has already drawn blood in many of their lives and many of their hearts. And God help us. Hey, man, he's going to bring destruction on many young people if we don't turn away. If we don't say, Lord God, I need victory over this in my life. I need victory over this. Amen. There's a pack of wolves, evening wolves, that seems to be for this generation in these final moments of time that are hounding you young people, and you know what they are, and you're under attack by them on a regular basis. Amen. The evil of this age. Amen. Let me tell you another wolf of this age. Amen. Is the wolf, the evening wolf of spiritism. Harry Potter, Twilight, Vampire Diaries. Come on, all that stuff that is not of God. It is not of God. And I can tell you of good young people, amen, that have pursued that stuff and it has messed with their mind and messed with their soul. I believe it is of the devil. I believe it is an evening wolf, amen, that our young people are being attacked with. And young people, if you've got the books, if you've got the movies, you need to get rid of them out of your life. Amen. You need to shed all of that out of your life. Amen. Because it is a wolf and many of you are suffering from it. You're being stalked, chased, and hunted by this pack of wolves. You're being stalked, chased, and hunted. Tell you what, I've been hearing this around my church for a while. Kind of a frightening sound. It's a frightening sound when you know that young people are in danger. Tonight, there's some young people in here, amen, that you're in danger of the evening wolves. Can I tell you? And you need to stay with the group. You know what? You're trying to do it all by yourself. If somehow you can get back to the altar, amen, get back to God, amen, get back to a place of safety and refuge. Come on. Don't you realize you're in danger? Don't you realize you're in danger? Amen. If you guys are listening in your life today, I'd probably be hearing, for some of you young people, a wolf of finance. It's howling in your life. Yeah. He's attacked, stalking you. I could probably, some of you, it's a wolf of lust that is destroying your life. You know who I'm talking to. Let me tell you, when the wolves are hunting their prey. The prey, are you guys after me? He knows. He knows the danger. He knows the danger. There's some of you that are battling, amen, against that wolf of unbelief. It ought to frighten you. You know what the Lord was trying to tell the people of Israel? Amen. There is a ferocious enemy that is out to destroy you. And young people, what I want to tell you today, that the evening wolves are pursuing your soul. Yeah. Stand with me if you would. There's a saying that says, fatigue makes cowards out of strong men. And the wolf understands that because he tries to wear down his prey. And some of you tonight, you are getting worn down. It's been a rough winter on you. It's been a rough last few months. Maybe since school started. Maybe since youth retreat. In September, maybe since then it's just got to, you know, the enemy's just kept stalking you and chasing you and pursuing you, and I believe some of you are in grave danger tonight. I don't know why this message was weighed so heavy on me, but I can tell you that there's some of you young people that if you don't make a turn, if you don't turn, man, you're in danger. Bow your head with me. Satan wants to destroy you. If I could get you to come home tonight, if I could get you just to turn yourself around here. Let me tell you where the strength is. The strength is in the numbers. The strength is in the numbers. And if you'll just get back to God. Amen. I believe that you'll find that there's a number of young people here today that's fighting the same enemy that you're fighting. They're being pursued and stalked by the same devil that's trying to destroy your life. If you give your life to Jesus Christ, He can turn your heart around right now. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you'd speak to their heart. God, draw them to you right now, I pray in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed, I want some young people to step out right now. Young people that's battling that wolf of lust, I want you to step out. Come on, just be obedient to God. You say, but Brother Brim, I'm embarrassed about that. I tell you what, that wolf, amen, the chase is on. The chase is on. Your soul is in jeopardy tonight. The chase is on. Why don't you just give your life to Jesus Christ? Why don't you say, Lord, I need some help here. I need some help here. Amen. The chase is on. Is there young people that's bold enough and brave enough to say, I need some help and I'm going to step out and come to this altar tonight? Amen. I want deliverance from this lust. Amen. That's afflicting my soul. Some of you are already bleeding. Some of you are already wounded. Some of you are already hurting so bad. Amen. You need to get to this altar before it's too late. Amen. The evening wolves have already caught, amen, the scent of blood, amen, in your heart. And right now they're closing in for the kill. Amen. Would you please give your life to Jesus tonight and get some help? Amen. What about the young person? Amen. God's talking to you about your finance. Amen. You've been missing church. You're cold in your heart. Amen. Because you've been missing way too much church because of a minimum wage job. Amen. Now's the time to make a commitment to the Lord. Just step out and say, God, I'm willing to give myself to you, Lord. God, I'm willing to trust you with my finance. I'm willing, Lord God, to honor you first in my life. Amen. The devil's got you on the run, young person. Why not give yourself to him? Why not honor the Lord Jesus tonight, right now? Amen. Step out. Come on, young person. Come on, young man. Amen. Come on. That job isn't all that important. Amen. It's not worth more than your soul. Amen. Your soul is so valuable. Amen. And it's costing you. You've got cold on your heart. Amen. Because since you took that job and started missing so much church. Is there somebody? Amen. What about the young person? Amen. That's battling unbelief. Confusion. You're not sure. Amen. Satan's been pushing you. What about the young person that's getting weary and tired? Is there any young people that say, it seems like Satan's pushed me, and I'm just getting a little bit weary. I need some strength tonight. What about you, young people? Amen. The pursuit's been on, and you felt the pressure of it. Amen. And you couldn't wait till winter warm-up got here. Amen. So you could find yourself into an altar and get some strength from the Lord. Amen. The enemy's been pursuing you. And the pursuit has been hot and heavy. And now you say, God, I need some strength. Lord, I'm battling some things in my life right now like I've never battled them before. God, I need help right now in this service. In this winter warm-up, I need help desperately right now. I need help. What about that young person? Step out. Come on. Amen. Don't be backward. Just step out and obey God. Amen. I believe that God will give you the strength you need. Amen. There's some of you that's about ready to give up. Some of you are about ready just to lay down and give up. Amen. Why don't you step out and say, Lord, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to stand my ground. Amen. Some of you are about ready to break and run. Some of you are about ready to take off. Amen. The pressure of the enemy. Amen. The fear in your heart. Amen. The devil has stalked you. Amen. And now you're afraid and you're on the verge of running and giving up. Oh, get to this altar. Amen. Let God touch your life and give you the courage. Amen. To stand in an evil day. Because the evening wolves are howling for your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you come now? Every one of you that will. Amen. Let's come into these altars. Let's pray for these. Young people, if you need God to help you, if you need the strength of the Lord, amen, I believe you need to get to an altar so that God, amen, can work in your life. Amen. Don't let the Satan pull you down. Don't let Satan, amen, pull you down today. Amen. Lord, we've got to have victory tonight, Lord. God, some of our young people, God, they're being harassed by the enemy. They're being challenged. God, they're suffering an encounter with Satan tonight, Lord God. And they need deliverance. They need the strength of God. They need the power of the Lord in their life. Lord Jesus, I ask you, God, to help them.
Oh, stop.
Hallelujah. Parents, come on and help us tonight if you will. Come and help us tonight. Lord, move on some of our young ladies. God, I ask you, Lord Jesus. God, help them, Lord Jesus. God, oh God, it's the evening. God, Satan is out to destroy. He's out to kill and to steal. Oh God, help our young people. Help our young people, Lord Jesus. God, I ask it in your name, Lord Jesus.
You've been kneeling at the altar. Oh, but your heart is so far away.
Come on, young men.
Would you stop?
God, I can't do it without you, Lord, I need the strength of God in my life. God, I need the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah.